are listening to the Gormenberg Girls Podcast. We're just two girls making memories and eating our way through life together. Welcome to our table. Hi, I'm Star.
And I'm Jen.
And we are
the Gormenberg Girls.
Hey, Star.
Hey, Jen. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Are you changing it up?
I was thinking about saying something else, but
why do that?
Yeah.
I feel like I always say that. I'm doing well. I'm doing well as well. Lots of well.
We are both well. We are actually still both full from last night.
Oh my gosh. So full.
Yeah. Overly full.
Overly full. Yes.
I don't want to even talk about my angst this morning on the scale. I don't even know why I torture myself.
You know, that's like a hard thing to do. You just got to kind of roll with it, literally. Because a lot of times when we do this deal where we're, you know, heading somewhere to do a tasting menu, we're out late.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't get home until it was close to 11. I'm going to say like 10:30, quarter to 11, maybe something like that. I mean, yeah. We left the restaurant. It was late. And
I don't think we started to eat until probably nearly 8.
Probably. Right. Yeah.
And there was a lot of food.
There was a lot of food. A lot of really good food.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait to talk about it.
Me too.
But before we get
hashtag.
There. How was your week?
My week's been pretty good. I think we've talked about this before where like that kind of catches me off guard because honestly, I have to really think
about what we do.
What did I do this week? You know, I mean, yeah. We hit another fish fry. We've been talking about that each week. I know your plans changed again. You're really dropping the ball with me. I'm the only one eating fish every Friday in this team.
I did have fish, but I didn't have it Friday. I had it Thursday. And in kind of an unexpected place, an unexpected last minute meal, I had fish tacos at Glenn's.
Yeah, right.
With my kids.
Glenn's opening day. So
after
you did
school.
Have fish. Yeah, that's
I
true.
I did. And I enjoyed it. It was good.
I'm sure it was.
Crispy.
Yeah. I don't even really... I did post it in our story so people could see, but I hate to like, you know, talk bad about a place because a lot of these churches, what they're doing is a really good thing. They're raising money for different things. Some of them are raising money for their schools. Some of them raise funds and donate them to certain charities or other projects or things like that. And I think that that's great that they're doing that through the Lenten season. And the first week we went to St. Irenaeus and we really enjoyed it. Last week, we went to a different church in Verona, and I think I had already said where we were going, so regardless, I mean, people can't go back and look at our story necessarily. I didn't save that, but we were disappointed.
Yeah.
It wasn't that great. There are so many places out there, you know, but this one, we were just kind of like, it was very busy. You feel bad. I am definitely one to say, okay, cut them some slack. There's a ton of people. Like, you had to wait. But, you know, our first week, the system was one of give them your order. They take the order. They take it to the kitchen. You sit at the table. If you've ordered other things, for you know, they had a salad bar there and you could do that. And then you sit and you wait. And by the time you're done with your salad, they're bringing your food to you. And that was really nice. It was a really nice system, kind of like a restaurant. This was back to the call your number, stand up there. It's mass chaos. You know, the baked fish wasn't ready when the fried fish was ready. And I ordered baked fish this week because although I had baked fish last week or the week before prior to this past week, it was breaded baked fish. This week, it was like traditionally just seasoned baked fish. And so I thought, okay, I'm going to try this. It's not breaded. And let's go this route. It wasn't good. It was overcooked. It was chewy and I didn't like it.
Yeah.
So,
well, I think too, only the second weekend, some places are kind of finding their groove, figuring out how they're going to run it. And
yeah,
I mean, I'm not trying to make excuses for
them, and there were a ton of people. It's really hard to do when you're serving that many people in just a couple of hours. But
yeah,
I would definitely not recommend that particular place. And I wouldn't, but I also don't want to talk poorly about, I don't want to like give them a shout out their name and talk poorly about them either because we're not in the business of doing that.
Yeah. And this Friday could be completely different
it
from
could
them,
be.
For
yeah.
them. Yeah.
It could be. And I'm sure they're doing a good thing there. I just wasn't into it. I'm
right.
going to try something different this week. Totally off. Someplace that I haven't been in a while. I'm going to Burgatory for lunch. And they have fish. Yeah. So I'm going to try their fish sandwich.
You know, Burgatory, of all places, I love their nachos. Love their nachos.
Hmm. That's not on our list for tomorrow night.
I know, because I was thinking maybe go to different places, you know, but
and nobody else had even like really suggested that. I don't know that I've ever, it's been a long time.
They're a little different than the traditional nachos, but usually when I would go to Burgatory, I would think this is great because I can either get like my burger without a bun and try to be semi-healthy as I'm eating there. But after I discovered the nachos, that all went out the window.
Yeah.
Now when I go, I get the nachos because I really like them. They're different.
Yeah.
I recommend them.
We're like jumping all over the place because we started talking about where we were last night. Then we went back to the fish fry. Now we're on tomorrow night's nacho. We got a lot going on. But if you listen to our podcast, you're probably following us. If this is the first time that you're listening to our podcast, we apologize. Jen and I are scatterbrained today because we're still full from yesterday, but feeling hungry because we've deprived ourselves today because we ingested so much yummy, delicious food last night. So let's talk about that.
Yeah. Yeah, let's go there.
Yeah.
So we went to...
We went to Jean-Louis in Dormont. Relatively new restaurant. Bold Pittsburgh had put together a foodie night there, and there were 12 of us that were there for the tasting menu. They started us off with some beautiful cocktails, really pretty, very tasty, and an incredible meal. And so... We're going to talk about that, but I'd like to give a shout out too. You can check it out on our Instagram. We shared today some of the food, and we'll probably share over the next couple of days a couple of other things from the tasting last night. And then also there are some other foodie Instagrams that you could take a look at and check out what they're posting as well. Rick Seebeck has posted, the food tasters have posted, Alex Eats Too Much, Morning After Pittsburgh.
Moscato
is my mantra. Berg Babes and Bites, Yin's Hungry 412, and Pittsburgh Plates.
Did you say Rick Seebeck as
well? I said Rick Seebeck, yeah, first. So check out some of the, and then Bold Pittsburgh, check out some of those Instagram feeds as well. Give them a follow too.
Yeah.
If you're interested in food. Those are some great people that we have an opportunity to sit and share a meal with around the table. And it's always nice conversation amongst great food with a bunch of people who understand the idea that the food sits on the table while everybody photographs first.
Which is always hilarious to watch, like the chef walk out during that time, or any of the servers that are there, because they kind of don't get it always.
No.
And everybody's trying to get the right shot and everybody has to wait to eat. And we're used to that. But
The chef said last night, I thought you guys were food writers, not photographers, because everybody was taking pictures. Like, I guess he totally didn't get it, but it was a...
Doesn't run their Instagram.
I'm thinking he probably does not run their Instagram. Yeah, I'm thinking no.
So we walked in, we had cocktails, really beautiful inside, really quaint.
Very quaint.
Yeah. Colors are beautiful. The bar is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And then they led us downstairs where they have a really nice big open space for, I guess eventually it's going to be private parties, cooking classes, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they sat us down there, which was really nice.
It was nice because it was nice to feel... because of what everybody was doing, kind of apart and able to just have conversation without feeling like we could be disrupting a table close by, and people were moving around, getting up, moving around the table or whatever. And it was nice.
Yeah.
Staff there is very, very, very nice.
Yeah, they were wonderful.
Mm-hmm. They were. So what did they bring out first? They started us with charcuterie. Yeah, mm-hmm. They did. Nice. Brought a few charcuterie boards to the table. That was very nice. And you guys know we're big fans of that. No cheese, but it's a French restaurant and the French typically do cheese at the end of the meal anyway.
Yeah.
Although we did not do that last night, but the charcuterie was delicious.
And then the kale.
The kale.
Incredible.
Wow. It was.
And I know a lot of people are probably thinking, oh, yeah, right, kale, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
But I'm telling you what, it was crispy.
It was.
Like, almost like just short of potato chip crispy.
It was. And it was bizarre that when you then put it in your mouth, it like melted in your mouth.
It was so good. The edges were super crispy too. Mm-hmm. And the dressing that went on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what exactly that
was? I don't know, because it was almost like it almost had a little bit of an Asian kind of a flair to it. I don't remember exactly what was in it, but it was definitely had more of an Asian flair, kind of like a little bit teriyaki or a little bit miso kind of. There were just these different flavors that were in there, and it was kind of sweet and kind of salty. But the kale, I mean, oh my goodness.
I truly could have just had that plate of kale and eaten that all night.
Yeah.
It was that good.
It was really good. It was very, very good. It was hard to eat with your fork, too, because if you were like trying to fork into it, it would crumble a little bit.
Yeah, a lot
of people
everybody
was just like picking it up and eating it with their fingers. And it was delicious.
Super, super good.
Mm-hmm.
And very unique. Mm-hmm. I like that when you encounter a unique dish.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good. Yeah. I enjoyed that thoroughly. And
the bread.
And the bread was great. So they brought the bread was like sliced and there was...
It was warm.
It was like, yeah, it was warm and it was buttered and herb. Like it had oil and butter and herb or something. I mean, it was so good.
Yeah, it was glossy looking.
It was. And
beautiful.
They brought a bunch of that to the table when they brought the charcuterie. So there was some of that left, fortunately, because the next two dishes that they brought us were probably our favorite.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So first they brought us escargot, which we... love.
Big fans of escargot.
Yeah, we are big fans of escargot.
And it was out of the shell, so it was super easy to eat.
It was.
And it was in a cream sauce.
It was like a buttercream sauce that was full of flavor. And the escargot, the snails were cooked. I hate when people say cooked to perfection, but they were really, the texture was like on point.
Right.
It was perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were definitely some of the best out of the shell escargot that I've had.
Yeah, me too.
They were really good.
Yeah, hands down, really,
and,
really good.
And so, that was the first thing that they brought, and then they brought out the gnocchi.
Mm. The gnocchi was amazing.
It was
almost a different kind of a cut.
It was, because it looked as though they had rolled it perhaps into like maybe an inch and a half, 2-inch log or something.
Yeah, and then sliced it.
So they were almost in thick, I'm trying to think what it reminded me of. Like a small potato. It would be like if you would have sliced a potato small, only like in a thicker slice, but...
With a gnocchi texture,
yeah. And it was very good.
And the cream sauce that went on that, was it a truffle cream sauce?
It was. There were mushrooms in it, and it was black truffle in there with that cream sauce as well. And it was, oh my gosh.
So good. In fact, they brought out extra bowls of that sauce and bread, and everybody was just sopping it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is my kind of place.
I know, right?
I want to go
like
back.
All the sauce.
Right,
if you
now.
Go through and look at everybody's post in the picture, I mean, people were talking about the sauces from both. Like, give us all the sauce. I think one of our responses was like, just give us a spoon, because seriously, a bottle of wine, a bowl of that sauce, And a loaf of bread. I'm game.
Oh, yeah.
All me.
So, so good.
That was delicious. Yeah, that was incredibly delicious. So there was that. There were those two things. And then they brought out a duck à l'orange again.
It was cooked.
It was so good. And I love duck. I know a lot of people don't, because they feel like it's like too fatty. I like fatty meat.
I do
but it wasn't. No, it didn't have, it wasn't greasy at all. Like sometimes you feel like it's just sitting in.
Yeah.
Like that it was like roasted and sitting in the grease and they put it in there. I did not get that from that at all. It had a delicious flavor. It was cooked like medium rare and it was delicious.
Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also love duck, but I don't always order it because it's so greasy.
Mm-hmm.
But I did not feel like that whatsoever. I would definitely go there and order that based on what I experienced last night. It was amazing.
Right. Yeah.
And everything was plated. It was very pretty too.
And it was on top of lentils.
Yes, which was different.
It was. And that was very good.
Excellent. Yeah.
Yeah. The lentils were very, very good. And then what came after the duck?
Ice cream.
Frites.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, I almost forgot. Brought out,
yeah.
I don't know how I could have forgotten.
They brought out palm frites and truffle oil.
Oh, man.
And we were eating those by themselves because they were delicious,
mm-hmm.
but we were also dipping them in the sauce from the gnocchi.
Mm. Those were so good.
They were. They were really good. Very tasty. It's a great place. Guys, you really need to try. You really need to try. But then they brought out vanilla bean ice cream, and he said, there's a fruit marmalade. I'm not going to tell you what it is. I want you guys to try to guess what it is, and whoever guesses correctly will win a prize. So comes to the table, and we all like kind of look at it, and it didn't have a distinct appearance to it as to what it was. It wasn't like a dead giveaway. And then I think Christina Moscato is my mantra, tasted first, and she's like, I don't know, I feel like it kind of tastes like tomato. And then everybody else puts it in their mouth, and we're tasting it, and I think Jen, you said it does have like a stewed tomato almost kind of flavor to it. Now guys, please don't get like think, ooh, stewed tomato on ice cream. I mean, it was a tomato marmalade. It was sweet, but you could taste the tomato in there. It was such a unique way to use,
mm-hmm.
you know, tomato in a dessert. It was delicious.
Well, and the vanilla bean ice cream was delicious
it
too.
Was.
So the combination of the two, mm-hmm.
was garnished with mint and powdered sugar, and it was surprisingly, like, after having it, I ate all of mine.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, not that that's ever really a problem for us to complete a dish, but that was very interesting.
Yeah.
It was very good.
And then they brought out truffles.
They did. Those were very rich.
Dark chocolate
mm-hmm.
truffles.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
Rolled in powdered sugar.
Yeah. They had some that were without powdered sugar and some that were with. We had the ones with, and very rich.
Mm-hmm.
And very delicious. So it's a relatively new establishment. It is where, what was there before? Pin and Needle?
I think so.
Yeah. So it's a little bit out of the area where we would typically go unless we have something special or somebody's like really raving about it. I mean, we don't really make it to the South Hills a lot.
Mm-mm.
And truthfully, you know, a lot of people are talking about it. Maybe like the South Hills gets a little bit of a bad rap sometime that they don't have a lot of, you know, great restaurants that draw people there necessarily for food, but really good. It was really, really good.
Excellent.
It's definitely worth a trip. It's right on West Liberty Avenue. If you're familiar with the area at all, which we are not super familiar with mm-hmm. the area, but it's right on the main drag there, and it's across kind of from the what was that? Advance Auto.
AutoZone or something.
Or AutoZone
like that.
Or
yeah.
Something. One of those.
It's like diagonal.
Yeah. One of those auto parts stores. And very quaint. Very cute inside.
I would definitely make the trip mm-hmm. back to eat there. The food
was
really good. It was over the top good.
Excellent. It's probably one of the better places that we've mm-hmm. had done, you know, a tasting menu. Sometimes you go and everything is enjoyable, but there are certain things that really stand out more than others. I feel like everything there was really, really good.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. It was wonderful.
Yeah. The other thing that occurred to me when I was thinking about it, when we do dinners like this, it's great. It's great for the restaurant. And of course, we all love it. And as foodies all around the table, you know, there's comments about that often, that we kind of enjoy being able to just sit together and eat because we're all doing the same thing. But I wonder sometimes if it's similar to, you know, places that know who a food critic is, that they go into the restaurant and they're getting special treatment of some sort, you know, because they want a good review. You know, we by no means, as a collective group of Pittsburgh foodies, are walking around touting ourselves as food critics per se. But I was wondering that today, you know.
Thinking maybe got better, or maybe just sometime, or they were thinking like,
oh, the staff is great. That, you know, I've not heard anything about this particular restaurant in a negative light at all. But I have heard sometimes when we have said something about a place or we've recommended a place that somebody will say, oh, I went there. It wasn't, you know, the service was terrible. I'm thinking, I didn't think so. Of course, right. Maybe our approach is a little bit different too. I mean, I don't want to, I tend to be like, cut these people some slack, look around, see they're really busy or, you know, they're new or whatever the case might be. That you know.
I think it probably does help, though. You get there, you put something in your story. If they're on top of running their Instagram, they're seeing that. They know you're there. They're sending things out.
Right.
You know, we've had that experience before. So I don't know. I would like to think that they would cater to everyone the same way, but who knows?
Right.
All I care about is the food was amazing.
It was. It was really good. And I feel like you can't do that. If you're putting out bad food on a regular basis, you can't just suddenly, you know, everything changes and yeah. everything's great for that night. I mean, I think that it's probably a good place to go.
Right.
Give that a try. It was quite delicious.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll go back for sure.
Yeah. And shout out again to Amanda from Bold Pittsburgh for putting that together because it was a great night. It really was.
It was enjoyable. A lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it.
Agree.
And tomorrow night, moving on to our big restaurant reveal where we're going for our nacho tour.
Yeah. So this has been kind of hard putting it together because we've gotten some really great recommendations and because of what we're doing and because we're taking a group of people with us, time is of the essence. And so our hope initially was to do 4 or 5. It's looking like 3, maybe 4. We've got like a fourth kind of on hold just to see.
I'm hoping that fourth really works out, but we'll talk about that, I guess.
Yeah, we don't want to
next week.
We don't want to reveal that just in case, but so from recommendations that we received, we thought it's probably good to go to some places that are common to most people and some newer places and a staple in the community. So we're going to start our night at Mad Mex in the Waterworks being their newest location. And then we're going to head to Lawrenceville and we're going to do Condado Taco, and then we're going to do Round Corner Cantina. And those are, thank you to our listeners, those are your
the three big choices.
Yeah, so
along with the other one that we may not get into,
we're gonna try.
Fingers crossed.
We'll eat the front end of our nachos real fast, so hopefully we can make it there, and hopefully they won't be jam-packed.
Yeah.
A lot of these places don't take reservations. And I did make a point. Here's the other thing. Just to be honest, we did call and kind of fair warn and talk to a couple of these places that we would asking some questions, you know, like understanding they don't do reservations, but wanting to let them know that here's what we were doing. We're going to try to come in, get in and out. And just to let them know, but also to tell them that we're not asking, none of this is comped. We're not asking for comped food. We're going in, we're paying for this food. And then we're going to talk about our night of adventure with some of our faithful friend listeners, dragging them along with us, taking our husbands with us as well.
Yeah. We're going to have a group podcast next time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And talk all about it.
We are. So that, I'm looking forward to that. And then it's Fish Fry Friday again.
And we can update everybody next week on
I'll just be rolling my way into the weekend and rolling my way out.
Well, and we're going, is it this Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
To the museum.
We are. Yeah.
For a feast fry event.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, we are.
And it's sold out now.
It is sold out. I did see that. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
Me
choo. I know, I had almost forgotten about that one earlier when I was going over things with Scott. Like, he said, okay, now tell me again what's going on for these next few days. And I got to like through Friday evening and I'm like, he's saying, well, they're asking me about working. Something's going on at the mill. I feel like something is always going on at the mill, but he's like, they're asking me about working Saturday. And I'm like, I don't think, I can't remember. And then I, like 15 minutes later, I called him back. I just remembered.
Yeah.
We do have something going on Saturday. So.
And then Tuesday night that we have our next with Alex Eats Too Much?
That's
or is that
Wednesday?
Oh, Wednesday. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. All the days are running together. Well, good. That gives me a few days of possibly wiring my jaw shut.
Yeah.
Between meals.
Yeah. Closing my eyes. If I could just sleep for a couple of days, let the day go by.
Right. So, yeah, I'm excited.
March has been busy. Me too. I am too. I'm always excited about food and trying new places.
Yes. Yeah. So we will let everyone know how our nacho night goes, mm-hmm. along with friends. Yes. We're going to take part in that episode.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then what else? Do we have anything else looking ahead? So much. Too much information.
Yeah. Yeah, too much. We'll give another recap next week. And then
I'm sure we have a juice cleanse on the horizon.
Oh, I know. We
coming
have that
up in
up.
April before Easter. Follow right. us through our juice cleanse. Oh, well.
Oh, that's
it's
funny.
All good.
It is.
Yeah. So, again, just a recap. If you have not had a chance, if you've not heard about it, check out Jean-Louis in Dormont right on West Liberty Avenue. Lovely French restaurant, yeah. Delicious food, incredible staff, wonderful cocktails, very enjoyable experience. Yeah. Check that out. And we'll drop this podcast real fast. So just you can remind you, like, watch for us tomorrow evening, as I'm sure we'll be posting some things in our story as we're consuming nachos and margaritas. And then we'll give you a little recap on that later and through the weekend.
Yeah, sounds like a plan.
Foodie adventures. Yeah.
And if anybody has anything that they would like to say to us, how can they do that?
Well, we always give a little plea to give us a follow on Instagram. You can message us there. We are at Gourmandburgh, GOURMANDBURGH. And you can email us as well. I am star, that is star with one R, at Gourmandburgh or at GourmandburghGirls.com. And Jen, you are?
I am Jen at Gourmandburgh or Jen at GourmandburghGirls.com. And if you would please subscribe to our podcast, like it, rate it, review it, we would really appreciate that. It helps other people to find us, and we appreciate you for helping people find us.
We do.
All right, guys. Thank you. Have a great week.
We'll talk to you again soon.
See ya.
Bye-bye.